This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Why did the chicken cross the road? What about the armadillo? One Alabama writer says we have the answers. We just have to take a look at roadkill. The author of a new kids book, Something Rotten, A Fresh Look at Roadkill, took WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen for an up-close look at dead animals on the road. And she explains there's a lot to learn from these flattened critters.
When North Alabama author Heather L. Montgomery sets her mind to something, she commits.
Maybe we can get down here. Yeah.
We're trekking through the woods on the side of Highway 65 near Coleman. It's a familiar setting for her.
But I'll tell you, this is kind of the environment that I was in when, okay, I was driving down the road and I saw a turtle and it was just coming on to the pavement.
Montgomery thought to herself, this turtle needs help. So she pulled off onto the side of the road to move it to safety. More often, by the time she arrives, it's too late for that. The animals have become roadkill. But Montgomery, a naturalist and biologist, still stops because she says their bodies have a story to tell.
And then when I realized that there are other people that like paid attention to roadkill, it just blew my mind.
In her new book, Something Rotten, A Fresh Look at Roadkill, Montgomery shares her journey to find these people, a biologist in Australia who studies cancer in dead Tasmanian devils, herpetologists who collect run-over snakes, classified as DOR, dead on the road. Sometimes these roadkill-obsessed scientists discover new species. Others study roadkill to prevent it. There are engineers who find hot spots where animals often get hit, then build tunnels for them to cross underground or set up barriers to restrict access.
How do we know where animals live? Well, roadkill. You know, how do we know when they mate? Well, roadkill. These are answers that we can find that are sitting there by the road. We just have to ask the questions.
Montgomery has published more than a dozen books exploring topics like insect parenting and bugs with rude behavior. She writes for kids, but really for anyone who isn't afraid of a little gross.
Adults are fascinated by this material too, but we've kind of trained ourselves to not look at things, and kids aren't limited. They're not inhibited yet.
In Something Rotten, Montgomery describes beetle larvae that eat away at flesh and parasites that feed off of dead animals. She says that gore serves a purpose, showing what we can learn from what she calls the tragedy of roadkill. Armed with plastic gloves, hand sanitizer, and an X-Acto knife, Montgomery is always prepared to pull over on a busy road or highway.
So this is what I carry with me. So that when I find an animal, either if it's an animal that needs to be submitted to the Natural History Museum, or if I need to collect parts for scientists, or if I'm going to use that body for educational materials, this is what I have.
She doesn't advise people to go out and collect dead animals themselves, not without training. But Montgomery hopes Something Rotten, the book, not actually Something Rotten, well, maybe. She hopes it will reshape how readers look at roadkill. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
Crossing the highway late last night. He should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Listen to Morning Edition on your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham.